Richard, you drove a vehicle that really is kind of a staple when it comes to the hybrid end of things. I drove a vehicle that I was actually very impressed with because of its price and what it actually does. But let's start with yours. You drove a 2023 Toyota Prius.
Yeah, 2023 Toyota Prius, which is actually all new and redesigned, or not all new, but redesigned for 2023.
Yeah, there you go.
It's got a different look to it, so I encourage folks that are used to the Priuses of old with kind of the I'm going to just say it, the Prius back, right? The Prius.
These new ones look so much better. There's no comparison.
It looks a little bit more like a car.
Right.
Although it's still got a stylish, you know, kind of a sleeker look to it in that regard. It still potentially gets up to 57 miles per gallon, depending on the model that you get, and that you can get a Prius, again, for about 50 miles per gallon or over that, starting at $28,545. The model we drove was about $37,000, so you can get one for under $40,000. It was a really nice car to drive, had a lot of nice interior apportionment. Is it the fanciest car on the road? No, absolutely not. Is it the biggest sedan on the road? No, because you've got to make room for some of those batteries, the technology, that new kind of sweeping style there on the back end makes it a little bit shorter for the passengers in the back seat. However, it's an overall real, like you said, it's a staple car, right? Toyota's been making the Prius now, well, at least for five generations,
right.
I want to say. They've been doing it for a while. It's become that staple of the hybrid market. They're switching, you know, the hybrid technology that Toyota implements, Dad, as we've said for a long, long time now, is second to none. It works phenomenally well. You don't even hardly notice it when you're driving. The biggest knocks that I've got on this car, Dad, are the gauge cluster, and actually this is really the only knock. The gauge cluster, for whatever reason, how they design the steering wheel, you can't, like, unless you position your seat perfectly, you can't see how the gauge is. And for those of you who've driven a Prius, it's a kind of an all-digital, it's a smaller
right.
screen. You know, it doesn't have any, you know, traditional dials and things like that. So it's just a little bit funky. I wish they would have kind of done that view a little bit differently, kind of raised one or the other up or, you know, lowered one or the other. You got to kind of sit with the steering wheel a little bit lower in order to see it. But outside of that, Dad, really is fantastic. They've kind of upped the acceleration. It's a really fun car in that regard. In the technology, all of the safety features that they're starting to put as part of, I think, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0 as far as, you know, adaptive cruise, blind spot monitoring, all the good stuff there. I encourage folks to check it out. And again, folks, it's really getting hard to find a car, Dad, a new car for less than $40,000, much less a car that gets 50 miles per gallon
right.
or more than that. And with prices the way that they're at still, I highly encourage folks to check it out. So when you do that, let them know that head to your local Toyota dealer first, test drive it. I think they actually may have some of these on their lot. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.